Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
It don't matter, he's dope, he knows that, but he's pro. He's so stagnant, he knows when he goes back to this mobile home, that's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody, better go capture this moment.
Like sands through the Blackwater, so are the days of our Milton. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
We haven't even sprayed a gallon of water on any of these spray fields yet. And it'll be at least a year before we spray. We are working on a solution to this problem. And I almost guarantee you we'll not spray one drop of PFOS in the well field protection area.
I just want to say that this is the most grotesque display of the lack of transparency. If Mr. Cook has an idea where he can alleviate the public's concern about the PFAS being sprayed on this well field, then why the hell doesn't he come up here and do it and say it and tell us about it instead of let us go through this each and every meeting? If you have got solutions, share them.
Okay.
When we last left our characters, we were having some involved commentary about the wastewater treatment plant, and we're going to pivot a little bit, but that's just a little tone setter for you. That's a little holdover from last episode, last hour. The Milton City Council Melodrama Theater reached its zenith, its apex, its pinnacle, its peak of excitement with the comments, as he seems to be becoming kind of a regular participant in the high drama. Howard Steele, who is a he'd been a candidate for office before, and the voices you're going to hear are his and then some others, but he's asking about the costs incurred by the city by Mayor Heather Lindsay's unwillingness to produce her public records, and by Mike Cusack, his unwillingness to produce public records, and his ethics violation, which, anyway, that'll all come up, but that's kind of, you got to know that stuff in the background here.
Well, the expenses incurred by the city, and when I say expenses, I mean the attorney's fees, staff costs, within the city, you know, travel expenses, all the costs incurred by the city in compelling the mayor to produce her public records. Will those costs be available to the public as a separate line item? I'd like to see those costs separate from on the budget.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty reasonable request, right? Figure out how much the mayor has cost the city.
Because I think they're an unusual expense, and I think the public has a right to know that the mayor has cost the city in delaying what the judge compelled her to do.
Right, and having this court case and time for Alex Andrade to make these filings, and, you know, the delay just in terms of records requests with people.
Have any intention of providing restitution to the city for the expenses the city incurred?
I'm going to do what the judge directs me to do, sir.
No, I'm not asking what the judge. I'm asking, are you going to provide restitution to the city for the expenses that you incurred, the city incurred on your, because of your actions and inactions?
You can call.
I don't feel like I should have to pay the expenses. I don't speak for anybody else but myself. I don't think I should have to pay for the expenses to compel you to do. I'm sorry, I cannot hear you with the gallery behind me. I don't know how many times I have to tell you, Mayor. I cannot hear you, cannot speak with you with this gallery being as rude and inconsiderate. And I would appreciate it if you'd ask them to stop.
And by the way, I did not hear what they said, but I will tell you what I have been told they were doing is vulgar gestures with hands simulating behaviors. I can't say this in any delicate way. They were implying that he was pleasuring. That's the most delicate way I can say it. In the background, the people who were against him, right? Okay, so I can't play it for you on the radio, but I assure you, maturity had not reached its peak at this time. So the Milton City Council meetings, you know, there's kind of a drag race going on today between Milton City Council meetings and the Shade meeting, and I don't know who's winning exactly, but here's Mayor Heather Lindsay.
Members of the public, no matter how you feel about what's being said at the podium, it doesn't support me or help me in any way for there to be laughter or comments regarding the speaker. So I would ask that you please observe the decorum rules that are in place so that a member of the public, even if he's attacking me and you support me, it doesn't help me run this meeting with dignity and respect for him to be disrespected.
All right. She continues.
It's his First Amendment right to disrespect me, so let him continue.
Your characterization is just disgusting. Okay, I pay the bills through taxes. These people pay the bills through taxes.
And please stop laughing, folks.
You cost the city money. You cost the city time. It's not attacking you to confront you.
It's remember how I've so many times told you that me running for political office is pretty much a non-starter? Because I can't keep the poker face. I'd be the one laughing, too. You know, that would be my reaction.
It's not attacking Mr. Cusack to confront Mr. Cusack and ask him what the status of his public records requests. What is the status of your public records requests, Mr. Cusack? Have you provided those public records? I'm asking Mr. Cusack a question. I'm not asking
Mr. Steele, you have to also observe the decorum rules, which include that you are not interrogating members of staff or council.
So we'll come back in just a second because, you know, we're in the middle of good stuff. John Pickens, traffic on the... John, just a reminder, you live in Milton?
Don't remind me.
These are your elected bickerers, your elected officials, I should say. So, all right. Okay. You enjoying this morning at all?
Oh, yeah.
Traffic on the 5, John Pickens.
That's right. We're still dealing with that accident on I-10 between Avalon and Escambia Bridge westbound. Still, the truck is in the woods on the right-hand side of the lane, and it's causing delays backed up all the way through Avalon. So if you're on Avalon Boulevard trying to get on I-10, just remember that right lane is really blocked up there, so just pack your patience. About a 10-15 minute delay as they try to get that truck out of the woods. Also, we've got another one that happened on Highway 29. I had it. Highway 29 right in front of New Smyrna Baptist Church. It's a vehicle that is broke down or wrecked. We're not really for sure yet, but thanks for the tip on that one. And I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, I have people suggesting other ways I can describe this motion that people are making, and I can't read any of these on the air. And there's no better way. I'm just not. If people are driving to school, you know, I'm just not having this conversation. So back to the Milton City Council Melodrama Theater, where, you know, you have a lot of drama in this particular moment. Howard Steele is basically saying to Heather Lindsay and now to Mike Cusack, are you guys going to compensate the city for the cost you've caused the city? And, you know, asking Mike Cusack about his records request that, remember, this is the one, Mike is the one who deleted emails that he had forwarded to his private account and that he gotten rid of a phone that had texts on it that now he says he cannot ever get back. Those are both violations, you know, of the records, public records requirements. And, you know, he's got this ethics violation for, I think it's $1,500, if I remember correctly. Anyway, so, you know, and a lot of time cost to the city to pursue the records surrounding the, you know, city administrator Scott Collins. Anyway, back to the conversation.
Interrogating members of staff or council. You can speak to him outside the meeting.
No, I'm not.
It's not part of this meeting, sir. No, it isn't, Mr. Snow. And I've directed people not to interrogate you or staff.
I'm not interrogating.
And I'm doing the same thing.
He has provided
that ordinance thing right there, please.
Is it not a coincidence?
It's part of our ordinance that he's allowed to speak.
That you are challenged with providing your public records request. He is challenged with providing his public records that he was requested. The previous city clerk refuses to provide her public records that were requested of her. I think it's not a coincidence. I think there's something going on here, and you're pushing back and you're stonewalling.
No, sir.
Is only fueling my position to stand here even longer, and I'm going to be far more steadfast than you can ever stonewall. I can assure you of that.
And remember, people have asked Alex Andrade, the attorney, questions, and she's allowed that in the past and even at the most recent meeting before this. And so, you know, the kind of the consistency of the following of the rules part has been the challenge that Jeff Snow in particular and also Casey Powell and Sherry Sebastio have raised as a, you know, Heather, if you were going to follow these rules, you got to follow these rules across the board instead of just sometimes.
You have every right to come up here every meeting and speak about this, but you have only a few seconds.
But you're interrupting me is not going to help the situation. When I asked Mr. Cusack what the status of his public records request, it is not your time, sir,
to ask questions of us.
You're providing shame to Mr. Cusack.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
And I would do the same thing for Mr. Snow or anyone else up here. Your time up here is to provide input to us.
No, it's to ask you questions.
No, sir. It's not to get questions answered. Otherwise, we can't have 3 minutes.
Have a good night.
Yes, sir, you too. Does anyone else want to have 3 minutes of time to provide their input on a matter of city business? And if you have a question for any one of us or city staff, take it up after the meeting. Going once, going twice. Where'd you?
Maybe check out the ordinance.
That's from earlier when she clearly did not properly enforce the ordinance about who gets to speak and when. But all I can say is if the days of our Milton stresses you out, well, it's done for the day. Oh, we still have Shade Meeting to talk about coming up in about 15 minutes. If you've been missing that, we've been covering the now Shade Meeting released transcripts, the court reporter's notes on Escambia County over the Jeff Bergosh text messages case. And I can only say it's a little bit interesting. A little bit interesting. The podcasts are up on newsradio923.com, or at least they will be eventually. Days of our Milton, where kindergartners go to learn bad examples. 7:21 here on News Radio 923. I laugh because I cry. If I don't laugh, I'm going to cry. Hey, if you have a company, you have employees, you have to deal with benefits. You have to deal with HR. You have to deal with payroll. You have to, you know, figure out health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, and all that stuff. And you want to do your best by your employees. And you look, you care about them. You want their lives to be good. You have to attract and to retain people. You want to give the best of all of this. And yet, most likely, if you're a normal human, you did not get into business because you like doing that stuff. That's all the stuff you have to do. It's not the stuff you like to do. You got into business to do what you like to do, and it's not that. Well, okay, Torgerson and Causey got into business because they like doing that. They're weird in a good way. Like, you know, everybody's got their niche, and this is the thing that they like to do, and they're really, really good at it. We've been using them for benefits here at News Radio and Cat Country for about 3 years, and they have been fantastic. I mean, they gave us plan options that we did not have before. They give us customer service that we did not have before. They answer questions in a way that all I can tell you is my wife is she will ask hard questions. She's an industrial engineer by training, and she asks hard questions. And usually she stops asking because she doesn't get any good questions. It doesn't get any good answers. She gets good answers from Torgerson Causey. Reed and Todd, they've been great. And so she's like, man, they get my thumbs up. I'm like, man, not everybody. I don't get it all the time. You know, she's very fond of them. They're fantastic. So Torgerson Causey, they can help you out for sure. She's, that's my wife guaranteed approved. 433-9996 if you want to give them a call. Check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
It's not if, but it's when. James chapter 1 reminds us that facing trials is not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. And because trials will come, it is wise for us to be ready to handle them when they do. Just like if you're in a situation where you must physically fight, if the fight is unexpected, you might get sucker punched. But if you have your back foot planted and your shoulders squared up, you're ready to defend yourself, therefore your chances of victory have increased greatly. James chapter 1 prepares Christians to spiritually fight through the trials and understand God's purpose in allowing that trial. I want to encourage you to read closely James 1, 2 through 12, and ask God for a fresh dose of His wisdom as you fight through the trials of life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850. 850- As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Friday night, bring the family for another free Cinema in the Sand movie at the Gulfside Pavilion. Bring your beach chairs and blankets and enjoy Inside Out, beginning at sunset. See visitpensacolabeach.com for more info. Saturday morning, join the team at EcoClean Marine and Oceanic Global for a beach cleanup beginning at 8. Meet at the boardwalk. All supplies will be provided. See eventbrite.com to sign up. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
I'd be a fearless leader, I'd be an alpha type. When everyone believes ya, what's that like? I'm so sick of running as fast as I can. Wondering if I'd get there quick,
so,
or if I was a man.
I know the big story for the day, obviously, is the assassination attempt on President Trump's life that was thwarted again yesterday, a second attempt, and we've been talking about that a little bit. But since I chose to play a Taylor Swift song, it is worth mentioning that Trump did weigh in on Taylor Swift. I hate Taylor Swift, all caps, one exclamation mark. Come on, man. Kamala Harris responds, I've been briefed, Trump's bad week, Taylor's version. Mr. Not At All Fine spent his week working through his feelings, spouting conspiracy theories and whining about his champagne problems. Call it what you want, but it's nothing new for the smallest man who ever lived. A handful of Taylor Swift song references thrown in there. Oh, man. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still dealing with that accident that happened I-10 westbound, right between Avalon and the Escambia Bay Bridge. So if you're on Avalon and you're wondering why traffic isn't moving, well, there's the reason. There's a truck in the ditch over there causing some major delays. Traffic's down to one lane. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, or, you know, maybe not yet thinking about it, maybe you're kind of like, what you're more thinking is how much you don't like your current car. Because if that's you, that means you are thinking about the next one. You're just not really yet, right? Because you know it's, or you believe it's going to be inconvenient to go look and annoying, and you're worried you're going to make a bad choice and you have to live with that. I understand all of that. I do. That's why I recommend Frontier Motors, frankly. First of all, they specialize in cars that are almost new, like cars that are A quality, a couple of years old with a few thousand miles on them. You know, like we got ours is 13,000 or 12,000 miles, and it was a year old and it had one owner. Came back from a car auction, and, you know, basically they couldn't sell it, you know, pre-owned certified, and so Frontier bought it in Orlando from a car auction. And we got a smoking deal on a car, just because that's what they specialize in. But more importantly, the kind of cars that you're going to be able to drive for a long time and enjoy and not have to think about it again. To me, that's a car. Like, I don't want to have to think about it again for, you know, 10 or 15 years. So that's what they have on the lot, 300 or so. And you can look around and try as many as you like and get them and, fit, you know, fiddle with the seats and the stereo and all that stuff. No problem. Find out what's out there and find out that you can actually be happy with your car and not have to endure your car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, thank you, Andrew. And as you mentioned, former President Trump is shaking off a second assassination attempt. That happened at his golf club in West Palm Beach yesterday. Trump playing golf when Secret Service agents engaged a man outside of the course perimeter after they saw the barrel of a gun. Now, that man fled the scene, but he was very quickly taken into custody.
Fortunately, we were able to locate a witness that came to us and said, hey, I saw the guy running out of the bushes. He jumped into a black Nissan, and I took a picture of the vehicle and the tag, which was great. So we had that information. Our real-time crime center put it out to the license plate readers, and we were able to get a hit on that vehicle, on I-95.
That's Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw from the press conference they did last night. He gave a lot of information in that press conference. The suspect identified as 58-year-old Ryan Ruth. Of course, he's now facing state charges in Florida. He'll face federal charges as well. And as you've mentioned, he had strapped backpacks filled with ceramic tiles onto the fence and a GoPro also attached to the fence. But I think that really demonstrates the importance of these real-time crime centers. The strike is over for AT&T workers now across the Southeast. They go back to work with a near 20% pay raise. And Andrew, the Navy's first co-ed submarine was commissioned over the weekend. The USS New Jersey, refurbished earlier this year in Philadelphia, commissioned in, well, where else but New Jersey. The Navy commissioned it. It's an 887-foot-long sub. The ceremony held at Naval Weapons Station Earl in Middletown, New Jersey. Of course, the name USS New Jersey previously belonged to the most decorated battleship in the Navy's 248-year history. Now it belongs to the first fully integrated sub for men and women.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. And by the way, today is, what, 20 years since Ivan and 4 years since Sally, right? The same day, right? September 16th, I believe, for both of them. But obviously, Ivan, I mean, Sally had big effects. Ivan, you know, I still see houses missing because of Ivan to this day.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm CJ Papa, Acting Secret Service Director Ronald Rowe in West Palm Beach, speaking with the team that was protecting former President Trump Sunday. We'll do a walkthrough of the site following the second attempt on his life. The suspect, Ryan Wesley Ruth, is in custody.
He is originally from North Carolina, and he moved to Hawaii in 2017. He has prior arrests for drug possession, driving without a license, expired inspection, and operating a vehicle without insurance.
Fox's Brooke Singman reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson was on his way to Mar-a-Lago Sunday when the incident took place.
There's no leader in the history of America that has been so attacked and has remained so strong and so resilient. He's one of a kind. He is not going to stop fighting for the American people. And it was really encouraging for us to sit and visit with him right after that happened.
Speaker Johnson earlier on Fox and Friends. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 74. It is cloudy right now in Pensacola. An 18-year-old Pensacola man in critical condition after a crash in Okaloosa County last night. A Baker man facing DUI charges in the case. 37-year-old Kyle Frazier was reportedly speeding well above the 45-mile-an-hour limit on U.S. Highway 4 near the Gallivar cutoff when the teen made a left turn onto the highway. FHP says Frazier crashed into the driver's side of his vehicle. The Pensacola man was then airlifted to a local hospital. Frazier was arrested for DUI with serious bodily injury and reckless driving with serious injury. He remains in the Okaloosa County Jail. A cantonment man arrested after allegedly shooting his own brother during a family dispute over the weekend. That happened on Saturday near Quintad Road. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says 41-year-old Horace Brown Jr. claimed he shot his brother to intervene in an altercation where he was hitting their mother. The victim was shot in the abdomen and taken to the hospital in critical condition. Brown Jr. is charged with attempted homicide and violating a domestic violence injunction. One man arrested after a stolen vehicle fleeing from the Florida Highway Patrol crashed into several other vehicles on Sunday morning. Troopers say the vehicle was headed south on Highway 29 at a high rate of speed when it crashed into three other vehicles at a stoplight. The driver and passenger in the suspect vehicle fled on foot. The driver was later located and arrested. Drivers of two other vehicles also transported to local hospitals. Officials are now urging parents to talk to their kids about the seriousness of making online threats. This coming after last week's social media threat aimed at several Escambia County schools. The sheriff's office said Friday they didn't believe the threat was credible, but many parents still kept their kids at home.
Our children can't even be at school. It's supposed to be a place where we send our kids to learn. And now they've got to be worried that they're going to be shot. That's crazy.
And that parent talked with Channel 3. Many parents said that even if the threat was a hoax, they didn't want to take the chance. An 11-year-old middle school girl was arrested Friday on a felony charge for making that threat. Now, Florida says it'll conduct its own investigation into the attempted assassination of Donald Trump over the weekend. Governor DeSantis making that announcement on X yesterday. He said the people deserve the truth about the would-be assassin and how he was able to get within 500 yards of the former president. And the crew that made history in outer space, now back on Earth, members of Polaris Dawn splashed down yesterday morning in the Florida Keys. The crew members took part in the first commercial spacewalk. One of them played the first violin solo in space. They also conducted dozens of experiments in what SpaceX called an action-packed mission schedule. It is 7:34, News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has a look at our traffic on the fives this morning.
Well, if you're traveling on Avalon Boulevard, one lane is backed up past the Sterling Road, which is the entrance to Cyanamid. So just know that both lanes, it says both lanes will be backed up soon, but we'll see. They're trying to get that car out of the ditch right now at I-10, right around, mile marker 15. It's in between Avalon and the Scambia Bay Bridge, which is causing your backup, and I could see it right here all the way up to Sterling Way. Other than that, let's see here. 98, you are backed up right past the Navarre Beach Bridge. The right hand, if you're going westbound, you're going to see about a 15 to 20 minute delay from the Navarre Beach Bridge and going eastbound. So that'll be the eastbound traffic. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
It is going to be a wet day today with about a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 81 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Tuesday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 82. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 74. Keeping a smaller rain chance on your Wednesday with just a 20% chance of rain and a high near 85. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 74 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, and it is 74 in Milton. Taking a look at our market report.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Prices on Shein and Temu could rise by as much as 20% if the Biden administration successfully closes the so-called de minimis loophole. The loophole allows packages valued under $800 to avoid import duties and scrutiny at the border. Both retailers said their low prices are not related to the loophole, but instead they are successful because of their business models. The Federal Reserve's highly anticipated two-day meeting, which gets underway tomorrow, is poised to take center stage this week. The central bank is expected to cut interest rates, but the only remaining question appears to be by how much. CME's FedWatch tool predicts a quarter-point cut. Treasury yields were slightly lower this morning ahead of the Fed's meeting. The yield on the 10-year Treasury was less than one basis point lower at 3.6401%. Futures are mixed. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 297. That's your money now.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Join Claimology Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's Thursday at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season.
News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Attorney requests the board retire to the BCC conference room for the attorney client session.
If we're going to have another shade meeting, it was never discussed in a shade meeting.
You weren't here. You don't know. You're ignorant. You're glib.
See,
come
that's
on.
The problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no,
you
it does make not.
It looks like something out of Cuba or Russia or China. It's crazy.
Keep him out of the light. He hates bright light, especially sunlight. It'll kill him.
Reconvening the shade meeting back in the chambers.
Run to the light, baby! Mommy is in the light.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
If you're just joining us and you haven't heard any of the prior installments this morning, check out the podcast later. But essentially, you have shade meetings in which the, for example, the county commission can meet with their attorneys in order to discuss legal strategy of ongoing cases away from the prying eyes of the public and the opposing legal counsel. But then once those cases are disposed of, the transcripts of those shade meetings become public. And so now we have in front of us the, I think it's 47 in one case and 27 in the other case, pages of transcripts of the two shade meetings relevant to the Jonathan Owens, Alex Arduini, PNJ Gannett, Burgosh text messages case. And I'm reading them to you because there is no audio recording. Trust me, I asked. I would much rather play it for you. But here I am, forced to read it. And let's back up just a little bit so you get a little context. Again, the attorneys are basically telling the commission that they think they're going to lose. They should stop. But Jeff Burgosh is adamant that they need to continue. Lumen May is worried that they keep losing. And he says, people are going to say, you bunch of idiots. You know what I mean? You bunch of idiots. You continue to pay, lose taxpayer dollars for, you know, all I so I mean, that's, I don't know. But listen, trust me, my heart bleeds right now, Jeff. Not for just you, me, Steve. That's Steve Barry. All of us are getting beat up over frivolous bull. Yeah. So that's where we're at. Commissioner Burgosh, yeah. Lumen, because we have a person who is unduly influencing policy, and this is probably the most ethical board in the history of Escambia County. That's a quote. And they're talking about Pam Childers, I believe. Jeff, and the only way we ever find out about her involvement is if we do discovery, and that's what they're trying to derail, discovery depositions, and perhaps a different outcome with the judge when we take it to trial. Lumen, Jeff, you know who walked down there and got that stuff? Commissioner Burgosh, of course I do. Commissioner May, you know who the director was and who walked down there and got it? Commissioner Burgosh, we will never know for sure. May, we know, Burgosh, but we can, and we believe me, we will. May, but if we did our discovery and our due diligence and it was presented and that judge rejected it, I would have hoped that you would have presented our internal investigation of where we think the leak was, correct? Or did we not do that? Commissioner Burgosh, that hasn't happened yet. That will happen during trial. Steve West, one of the county attorneys. Again, what we're seeking is limited to what we can do through civil remedies. Commissioner May, so we do have an internal dam report that we investigated this as administration that can show where the leak came from. Steve West, I am not aware of that at this point. Commissioner May, that's bull. It doesn't matter, Steve West. Commissioner May, it does to me. Politically, it matters. Steve West, legally, though, for purposes of this lawsuit, we're seeking recovery of the text messages from the people that we know have them. As in, it doesn't matter how they got them. It only matters that we get them back. Commissioner May, well, who do we know has them? Steve West, right now we know Jonathan Owens has it. We know the newspaper Gannett has it. Commissioner Kohler, well, Everett's team does too, right? That's, I think he's talking about Ramey Edler is, I think, who he's talking about. Sometimes there's either mistranscription or misspeaking. Steve West, well, we're not seeking it from them. They are. That's a separate issue. That's a separate lawsuit. That's the $5 million settlement because of this federal lawsuit with the Medicare funds and all that. Okay. Commissioner Burgosh, there's already protective orders. Commissioner May, but don't you have someone who's admitted that he gave it to the news journal? Steve West. No, the News Journal, Commissioner May. Jonathan said it just showed up on his desk, Steve West. That's what his position is. That's what he said, Lumen May. Then he disseminated it. That's clear, Steve West. We know he's Lumen May. And Bart Siders gave everything to him. And who is Bart Siders in with? I mean, you know, do the dots. Bart Siders gave it to Jonathan. Jonathan gave it to the News Journal. Record it. They can write that article tomorrow. This is Lumen May talking. We all know where it came from, Commissioner Bergosh. I just don't want to give up on it, gentlemen. This is our only shot. You hear Eminem in my head. If we give it up, like I said, sanctions are not going to happen. We could lose and we all walk away with our own fees. Sanctions would be extraordinary given the precedent that I read and given what I've already presented. This is not frivolous. This is not devoid of merit. The only way they win is if we give up today. I mean, in the scheme of things, this is small potatoes compared to some other things that we're going to be making decisions on. And think about this importantly. If one person sees, oh, I can take whatever I want, the state prosecutor won't do anything and the county will just give up, you're emboldening people. Lucifer 2.0. What's the next data breach? Stephen Barry, who, again, does not talk very much in these meetings. That's still the FBI is still working on it, correct, Commissioner Bergosh? They are. They would not let me release some documents that I have. Stephen, I'm telling you, they don't want discovery in this case. He keeps saying this, that Owens and Arduini and PNJ don't want all the information to come out because they're afraid of what that's going to show. And that's why they're attempting to do the first filing and some of the other stuff. They just realize that the county should have to pay, and this is frivolous and a slap suit is what the judge ultimately ruled. Of course, we don't know that yet. That hasn't happened yet in the timeline. Commissioner Bergosh, they're terrified of it. Yeah, they don't want discovery in this. They're terrified of it. They will not get these sanctions. They will not get them. Commissioner Barry, all right, we do have bigger problems. He's talking about the Medicare case. Commissioner Kohler, I didn't get a chance to ask two questions. Why did we go after Gannett? It's a mistranscription. Steve West, because Gannett they have admitted they published portions of the text messages in the paper. Mike Kohler, how did that decision come about? Because I think this case, I agree with Jeff on his personal stuff. There's other stuff that I haven't disclosed that this board didn't know about that I think was embellished and wrong. What? Lumen May, disclose it. Commissioner Kohler, it's not the right time. Oh, this is going to come up in the next meeting, by the way. He's hinting at something that is a bombshell that comes up in the next meeting that I will not get to in this segment. But don't worry, we'll read more tomorrow. The book will still be there. Commissioner Kohler, it's not the right time, but I want to know why we went after Gannett. And then before I leave, I want both of you to give a legal opinion because none of us are lawyers, because that's what matters to me, facts. And I already know yours, Kristen. That's Kristen Huell, one of the lawyers. What's your position on this, Ms. Huell? I agree with Steve, and Steve West has already said that we're likely to lose this case if we keep going because even though they think they're right, the judge has said they're not. Commissioner Kohler, that's it, as in we should stop because the lawyers are telling us to stop. We'll come back in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. They've cleaned up that accident on I-10 right after Avalon, but we're still seeing some delays going up Avalon Boulevard all the way to Sterling. Now we've got another wreck right before you get off the bridge on I-10. And a wreck at the end of the bridge at the exit to Scenic Highway blocking one lane. So you get through one and another one happened. So it's down to one lane right there. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home and you want to get good expert advice from real estate agents who get the job done, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 175 homes sold last year. And listen, you might know somebody who's like a buddy or just go to your church or some relative who's a real estate agent, and that is totally fine to consider them. Of course, I wouldn't try to say not. All I'm saying is test more than one, you know, ask them some questions and then ask Christina Leavenworth some questions and then you decide. Maybe you decide you'd rather go with a friend. I mean, that's fine, of course. But this is a big decision that could cost you or make you thousands of dollars over the course of a home. I mean, tens of thousands even. And making it right is important. So don't just go with what's easy. Go with what really makes the most sense. So, you know, investigate. Ask some questions. Ask about interest rates. Ask about investors. Ask about insurance. Oh, my God, in Florida right now, something you never would have thought of before, that house insurance can dramatically alter the value of a home buying or selling because of the roof, because of the water heater, because of the air conditioning system, like all of that stuff. It's crazy right now. So these are all things you have to consider, and you want to make sure that your realtor gets all of that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. All right, back to the Shade meeting. This is the May meeting, the first of two meetings that has been released. And trust me when I say this is really the warm-up. The next one is much more interesting, but I wanted to give you all this context before we get there. Commissioner Bergosh says this is all about why are we suing Gannett, the PNJ. And we went after Gannett because, if I might answer that, because we, the board, voted to do it. Robert Bender, myself, Stephen, Barry, Lumen, May. Because we knew it was wrong. There's something wrong where someone steals passports, pictures of driver's licenses, fraud happens to people, no one does anything, and he's just allowed to say, I have it, I read it, I kept it. That's Jonathan he's talking about. And I'm going to keep it. Everyone knew it was wrong. We have to figure out how it happened. The justice system just doesn't want to do anything. Civil remedies are there. If we do discovery and we take depositions, there will be information that comes from that that can be shared. It can be shared, but if we give up today on the threat of these sanctions, which will not happen, Kristen Huell, do you believe we will be sanctioned? He asked you a question. Ms. Huell, I do believe there is a risk. Yeah. That's the part about paying attorney's fees or other sanctions as well. Commissioner Bragash, of course there is a risk. Ms. Huell, given the court's ruling, and there's crosstalk here, it's hard to translate. Commissioner Bragash, based upon our filing where we showed documented cases in other courts and in Florida where Replevin, that's the basis of trying to get back the data file, applied to intangible property, do you think we'll be sanctioned? Ms. Huell, I do believe there's a risk. That's now three times you said it. Commissioner Bragash, of course there's always a risk. Lumen May, what percentage of risk? What's the risk factor? Ms. Huell, I do not know of a percentage. Commissioner Bragash, how often do you see 5710, 57, that's a different number than that applied. And she says they're rare. Jeff Bragash says, rare. If this is a case where they can move it forward, Commissioner May, there has to be a risk factor. Ms. Huell, it's costly, and so I think it's not a question of right and wrong. It's a, Commissioner Bragash, for me it is. Listen, for me it is. Ms. Huell, you're asking my opinion. Commissioner Bragash, yes, I am. Ms. Huell, and I assess it as a risk-benefit analysis. Bragash, but it's rare. Huell, in my opinion, the risks outweigh the, Bragash, that's your opinion. That's what you asked for. You're scolding her for having a legal opinion, you know, when you are trying to be the lawyer in the room, and she, you've asked, and she's said there's a risk, and it outweighs the benefit. And you're, well, that's your opinion. Exactly. That's why you pay a lawyer, to give you their opinion about legal matters, and they're telling you no, sir. Mike Kohler, we've got to listen to these people sometimes. I mean, Commissioner Bragash, I've been listening to them a lot, and I've been losing a lot. You've been forcing your way, sir. Commissioner Kohler, but we don't ever follow their guidance. I've never been. Commissioner Bragash, if we follow, Commissioner May, that is untrue for me now. That is untrue. That is bull. Commissioner Bragash, for every piece of advice I follow, this is wrong. We need to move forward. We have no chance. I need a, if I've ever needed any support, I need Stephen Lumen on this boat. Commissioner Barry, all right. We've got bigger issues. All right. Commissioner May, Jeff, let me ask you a question. Uh-huh. Jeff Bragash. I have a, Steve West. Commissioner May, hold on, please. Steve West, okay. Lumen May, you've got counsel. You've got this take, Bragash. By the time this, it will be after, yeah? God, these people just can't stop themselves from talking. Commissioner May, and this is why I wish I had the audio for you, but it does not exist. Or at least I have been told it doesn't exist. I don't care about that. You have counsel advising you one way. Let me just say I've been falsely accused. That's Commissioner May. Commissioner Bragash, I have been too. Commissioner May. And listen, and you know what? We still write a check out to Lumen Household. Yeah, that's what we're doing. You know what? I've been falsely accused for things related to you. You know what I'm doing? I'm writing checks. You know what? This is my kids' county, my dime. You know what I mean? I'm not rich. On this risk factor, you're passionate about it. If they prevail and you're willing to, whether you're discretionary or personally, to guarantee it. I mean, are you that passionate? He's talking to Jeff and he's asking him if he's willing to hold his discretionary account as the backstop for paying these fees. Okay. I mean, are you that passionate about it that you're willing to say, you know what, I'm going to write a Bragash check or I'm going to take my discretionary and pay up? Commissioner Bragash, all right. Commissioner Kohler, aren't all of our internal discretionary funds still hasn't been settled? Commissioner May, I don't know about. Commissioner Kohler, no, she's holding that up. That's Pam Childers. Commissioner Barry, that's not because of discretionary funds. That's because of the, Commissioner Bragash, the fines. I tell you what, that's a great question. And here's what I'll say right now. On October 1st, I will have another, unless the board changes the policy, I'll have another $50,000 in my discretionary, so I'm confident that we will not get sanctions, that I will pledge. Would that be illegal? Would that be an expenditure that's legal to make to cover? No, listen, I'm serious about this. In other words, he's promising the money that's supposed to go for county projects that he will pay to cover the cost of the legal fees that they get applied to them if they lose this lawsuit and the judge motion creates legal fees. You follow? Commissioner Barry, so money you could spend on, you know, like sidewalks or, you know, given to the Kiwanis or whatever. Commissioner Barry, Jeff, it's general funds. Commissioner Bragash, could I use that to cover sanctions? Because I will, and I will tell every charitable organization I'm done for the year. Like, he'd rather pay for this lawsuit than give them money. Commissioner Barry, even if you couldn't use it directly, you could use it indirectly by subsidizing something that the monies were paid with. Commissioner Bragash, but I'm answering that question. Commissioner Kohler, how much do you think it would cost? Let's get down to serious money. How much would it cost? Steve West, if Barry, worst case scenario, West, worst case scenario, probably several hundred thousand dollars. Kristen Huell and three different attorneys. Steve West, there's three separate defendants, each of them. Jeff Bergosh, that's at the very end. That's not the number that you gave me when we talked on the phone. Steve West, right now it's probably about 30 to 50,000. Turns out it's about 100. Oh no, at this point it would have been 30 to 50. It's 100 now. Anyway, Jeff Bergosh, I'll cover that if we're wrong out of my discretionary money. So he's like wagering discretionary money about this lawsuit. Lumen May, so when can we stop the bleeding? Commissioner Kohler, that's now. Jeff Bergosh, the hearing is June 20th. We're going to know. Steve West, that's a hearing. That's another hearing on motions to dismiss coming up in June. And at that point, we'll know whether we have the opportunity to go forward with the lawsuit or Jeff Bergosh, or if we've been sanctioned, right? Steve West, no, not yet. Not yet, I'm adding. Commissioner Barry, okay, what's the worst case scenario if we lose in June financially? 100,000, 50,000? Steve West, probably 50 to 70. And then they kind of go on, and they figure that that's the number, okay? And I think for today, I'm just looking forward to, they get 50 to 70 is what they get, and we'll pause there. Just pause the action there, because we're about, I'm out of time, David is screaming from the other room. I'm out of time. It's only so much I can do in a day. We'll finish it tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow. 5:35, 6:35, and if I don't get it in by then, 7:10, okay? And it'll all be online. I want you to have it. And listen, do you know how long this would take me to just read, like, at pace people talk at? I'm trying to get to it, through it a little quickly with some, you know, expedited activity. Anyway, I can't figure out my noun there. But we'll come back to it. But so far, John, interesting to you as just a person?
Oh, yeah, very.
All right, very good. John
That's
Pickens.
Why I'm like, continue. Don't worry about the clock.
John Pickens says traffic on the fives.
Still seeing some backups on Avalon Boulevard if you're trying to get onto I-10. And then once you get on I-10 westbound, if you go over the Escambia Bay Bridge, once you get to Scenic Highway, traffic is backed up due to an accident that happened on the Scenic Highway exit. Also, Avalon is, Highway 90 coming from Pace to Pensacola is pretty well backed up. And taking a look at 98 just eastbound all the way through Windhaven Beach, you're going to see some delays, maybe a 10, 15-minute delay there. So make sure you plan time for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I'll just tell you, your texts are delightful. But also, there's no audio recording because it's not a public meeting, and they're only required to have a court reporter. And like I said, I asked. And as far as I know, one does not exist.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all 3 Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
No matter how you listen,
you can rely on News Radio Pensacola to keep you informed and safe when storms strike. You can listen on our mobile app.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
I do sort of think that at least a couple of the county commissioners this morning are like,
oh, court reporter!
David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with a headline or two, David.
Well, the man accused of trying to kill former President Trump yesterday will be in court today. Ryan Ruth was, of course, taken into custody after the incident in West Palm Beach yesterday. One of the original members of the Jackson 5 has died. A longtime family friend said Tito Jackson died of a heart attack yesterday.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.